Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
Johnny, were you aware that Pink and Christina Aguilera were still feuding as recent as 2 years ago?
I didn't even know they feuded to begin with.
Well, I knew they feuded back in the what was the name of the Moulin Rouge song?
Yeah, the Lady Marmalade, whatever.
Lady Marmalade song. Yeah. I knew they were feuding then, but I thought they got over it. But apparently it just ended not that long ago. Pink told the Sun newspaper that she and Christina Aguilera ended their 16-year feud by recording a song together. Now, here's the funny part to me. She says, "We did a duet for her album, and I don't know when it's coming out, but it's amazing. We did it 2 years ago, so I don't remember the title, but she's incredible."
And Pink just
I don't know.
Pink just put out the album, so it didn't end up on Pink's album, so maybe eventually it'll end up on Christina's. Huh.
Yeah, I guess you just record so much, they forget all about it afterward. I don't know.
The feud's been over for 2 years.
Yeah, but this is the first we're hearing about it.
Ugh. Wow.
So, who cares?
Check this out. This is actually some good news. Business Insider says that season 6 of Netflix's House of Cards will air with Robin Wright instead of Kevin Spacey.
Wow. Now, there's been a lot of speculation about that. That's very intriguing.
So, the upcoming season will be the show's last, and Robin Wright plays the wife of Kevin Spacey's character, Frank Underwood. So, it's going to be all about her, which is interesting.
It works out because the way the last season wrapped up, I really feel like I don't know if you watched it, but I feel like this would not be a hard transition to make, I don't think, because they were focusing so much on her story.
Yeah.
So
I have not watched House of Cards. That is one that is on my list of binge watching, so I may have to do
that. It's a good binge watch. Easy to get through pretty quickly.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've heard about this, Johnny, but parents in my Facebook feed were absolutely flipping out because at the beginning of Coco, that new movie that's about Mexico's Day of the Dead, on the Pixar movie, they were playing a 21-minute short.
What?
It was called Olaf's Frozen Adventure, and apparently it was supposed to be a TV show, but it got pulled for some reason, and it ended up as a Pixar short. And so people were flipping out because you don't go into a movie theater expecting to sit down to a 21-minute short.
Yeah, that's a whole TV show.
So people were getting really confused and leaving the theater and complaining. There are all kinds of articles going on, but I just want the moms out there to know that it is going to be yanked soon, according to Mashable. It says December 8th is the last day it will be airing before Coco. So if you want to go see Coco and you don't want to be treated, and I'm putting treated in like air quotes, you might want to wait until after December 8th to go see Coco, and then you don't have to endure it.
Why wouldn't they have just made that like a Christmas special on like around Christmas time on like
that's
ABC?
What they were, apparently that's what they were planning to do, and it
doesn't make sense.
It fell through. It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
dummies.
See, I thought they were making that into a full-fledged movie, but it was pretty darn close.
There is an Olaf movie that I think that this was supposed to like.
It's like a prequel,
kind of. Yeah, I don't know.